You know, when we try to upgrade a machine, like say a high-performance sports car, the instinct is usually just, well, more, bigger engine, heavier modifications.
Right, yeah, pedal to the metal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we naturally assume human biology works the exact same way.
Which is, you know, a huge mistake, especially when it comes to tissue remodeling. We're so conditioned by gym culture to think that violently tearing a muscle is like the only way to make it grow bigger and stronger.
Yeah, the whole no pain, no gain thing, which is exactly why we're doing this custom deep dive into the sources today. We are looking at the clinical data behind penile health and tissue expansion and basically bypassing all that bro science.
Because that heavy-footed logic totally breaks down here.
It does. In fact, going pedal to the metal can actually permanently wreck the engine.
Yeah. To understand why, we really have to look at the biological fuel required to even start that engine first. Nitric oxide, or NO.
Right, the NO pathways.
Exactly. NO is what relaxes the smooth muscle inside, allowing blood vessels to dilate and blood to actually flow in. It is an absolute prerequisite for normal function.
So, without enough nitric oxide, taking a medication like Viagra or Cialis is literally like pressing the gas pedal in that sports car when the fuel tank is bone dry.
You aren't going anywhere.
Right.
Those medications need an environment rich in nitric oxide to function. And to boost that fuel, the clinical data reveals a massive divide. Everyone talks about L-arginine.
I see arginine everywhere, but the sources point heavily to L-citrulline instead. Why is citrulline so much better?
It comes down to a physiological roadblock called first-pass metabolism. When you swallow L-arginine, your gut and liver filter most of it out.
Wait, really? How much do you lose?
About 80% of it. It just becomes non-active waste. But L-citrulline, well, it sneaks right past that liver checkpoint.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it gets to the kidneys, where it converts into active arginine highly efficiently, and that heals the delicate endothelial cells that line your blood vessels.
That makes so much sense.
It does. One source specifically recommends 5,000 milligrams of citrulline twice a day for the best results.
Okay, so once you have the fuel and your blood flow is optimized, how does the physical tissue, the fibrous sheath called the tunica, actually change?
It relies on mechanical stretch, which induces a process called cellular mechanotransduction. Basically, tension signals your fibroblasts, your body's builder cells, to produce new, stretchier collagen.
But this is where that gym mentality gets people in trouble. My instinct would be to just stretch it harder to get faster results.
And doing that triggers a literal cellular panic. The science shows a strict threshold. Applying tension that stretches the tissue more than 10% trips an alarm bell.
That's the piezo-1 mechanoreceptor, right?
Yes, the PDO1 sensor. When that goes off, it secretes an enzyme called LOX, or lysyl oxidase.
LOX.
Yeah. Think of LOX as a biological superglue. It heavily cross-links your collagen fibers.
Which thickens the tunica and makes it incredibly stiff.
Exactly. So by pulling harder, you're literally cementing the tissue together. You cause a permanent plateau where you simply cannot expand anymore.
You're actually building non-functioning scar tissue, penile fibrosis. But reading through the clinical notes, there are ways to defend against this. The LOX enzyme requires copper to function, right?
It does, yes.
So the sources mentioned that supplementing with zinc actively reduces your body's copper threshold. You're basically starving that super glue of the raw materials it needs to set.
Which acts as a biological shield. It's brilliant. And that highlights the importance of stacking these biological components. You can't just forcefully yank on this delicate tissue.
Right, it's not a bicep. It's much more like inflating a highly specialized balloon. It requires gentle chemical compliance to safely expand.
Yeah.
So we're combining NO boosters like citrulline with compounds like taurine or picrine or even Tonka Ali to naturally increase testosterone, which dictates that overall endothelial function anyway.
Right. By targeting multiple pathways at once, you're actively reversing vascular dysfunction. You're reducing the recovery time after microtrauma and completely defending against that fibrotic scarring from things like pumping or clamping.
So for you listening, understanding these specific cellular pathways is what saves you from dangerous physical injuries and wasted time. It's a literal roadmap for safe, effective tissue remodeling.
You have to respect the biology. Working with it rather than fighting it is the only way to see actual progress.
I completely agree. And I do want to leave you with one final provocative thought to chew on. The sources briefly mention that very gentle vibration might also downregulate that superglue LOX enzyme.
Well, the vibration therapies, yeah.
Yeah. Could the future of safe tissue expansion eventually move away from physical tension entirely and just rely on targeted acoustic or vibrational therapies?
It's fascinating. Definitely makes you wonder where the science is heading next.
Totally. Maybe the real secret to getting the most out of your engine isn't stepping harder on the gas pedal, but, you know, tuning it so perfectly that it upgrades itself.